Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Josh Bernstein here. And we've lots of opening news. Josh, what's your take on the National Guard down at the border? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, it's excellent. I think it's well overdue. It should have been done a long time ago. Past presidents have done the same thing. We've got to stop this caravan coming from Honduras and other areas in Central America.
Exactly.
We've got to have, 225 border troops from Arizona now, and there's also been Texas troops that are going down there as well. So we are getting a robust amount of troops down there, which is wonderful. And, we've got to repel these people from coming and invading into our country.
I think what I would like to see Trump do is a move that, the previous presidents have done by putting the troops down there. But I'd like to see something even more aggressive. I think he should actually be in the process of carving out an emergency national security budget to get the wall being built, because just temporarily putting the troops there isn't going to solve this. This requires not only manpower and increased staff, but it also requires a physical wall. And also not just a wall there. Most people don't realize 60% of the people that are actually stay in the country, to 70%, don't come across the wall. They just overstay their visas. So we need a system inside the country, not just at the border. We also need to make sure that we not only have sniffer machines and sniffer dogs and so on, so they can't bring drugs across, but a way of interdicting them miles away so that they have tethered balloons up there so they can see 100 miles out. What we need to do is make sure that we have troops and helicopters and the whole thing, literally like an armed force, not just border guards, but an armed force at our border. But we also need to have people inside the country. So if you're overstaying your visa, you're going to be grabbed. And the fact that the California is doing this, one of the things I think the move that Trump should do is to actually say that California, as of April 1, is seceded, so their congressmen and senators can't be seated in either house. And that would cut off the so-called plan of the Uber left to take over, especially in 2018. In other words, no longer congressional or Democratic seats for the California Democrats in the Senate or the House. Now put an end to that foolishness until they revoke their laws, which to me is basically a bold move of secession. There's no way getting around this when they actually say they're going to not follow federal law. What do you think?
Exactly. So, well, they should be arrested. I mean, I don't understand the Trump administration. I mean, think of the FaceTime on television. Think of the shock and awe that the nation would see when President Trump orders the arrest of mayors that are not following federal immigration law. It's really something we've got to do, and we've got to do it quickly. There's no reason that these people in California and other areas are just saying and giving the middle finger to our immigration system. And we need to stop them and arrest them and incarcerate them and charge them with crimes of sedition if we have to.
Right. Well, I think that the governor of California should be arrested and taken away in cuffs or zip-tied. I think the mayor of Oakland should be arrested, and this attorney general that tries to pass this federal law and actually threatens to arrest the sheriff of Orange County, I think he should be arrested and chained away in leg irons. That would put a smart, smarten these people up and realize that, hey, there's consequences to this kind of behavior.
Exactly, and even that that lady in Oakland when she kicked off ICE, when she kicked off ICE, I mean she should be they should have taken a metal blunt objects that they knock your door down. They should have knocked her door down at her residence and dragged her out by her hair and arrested her immediately for doing what she did because she put the entire community in jeopardy and in danger.
And she's got that strange look on her face, like, hey, I'm really compassionate. No, you're not. You want women raped. You want people shot. You want them people robbed. And you're putting criminals back on it. It doesn't matter what their skin color or their nationality is. It wouldn't matter if they're a legal resident or an illegal one. If someone is being released back into the community, you wouldn't release a legal resident back in the community. Why would you release an illegal one? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. And there needs to be repercussions for what she did. And what Jerry Brown is doing, giving out driver's licenses to illegal aliens and registering them to vote. They're not allowed to vote.
Well, and we had that with Obama actually on video. I saw the video last year and a half ago. He was actually on video telling a Hispanic interviewer that, hey, this is a secret place, so that if you're just illegal and you've got a driver's license in California, by all means vote. Now, just a million people with driver's licenses? Right. Bull. For the last 3 years, there's been more illegals receive licenses to drive, new licenses to drive, than citizens or anywhere else in America. So this is not a normal situation. We have, it's my guess, somewhere from 2.5 to 4 million illegals here that have driver's licenses that are going to vote.
Yep, exactly. And that's why.
And in other districts, we vote multiple
times. Win the popular vote, even though she really didn't. She had 3.5 to 4 million illegal votes in New York and California and elsewhere.
Well, in Michigan, I heard that the reports that some people voted from multiple states or multiple times, up to 7 different votes in different districts. So it's just, it's beyond ridiculous. And this charade needs to end. I don't know what happened with the investigation into the voting situation. The next issue is, and I'm following the toxicology stuff because I'm a toxicologist on not only what happened years ago in Syria, and the United Nations appointed their own investigative toxicology people and found absolutely no evidence of either Syrian or Russian involvement in those chemicals. The White Hats, which are a British intel PSYOP organization, were the ones that blew the whistle. This area, Douma, is a district that's one of the last little holdouts for the rebels. And I guarantee you, it's just like with Putin. Why would Putin be stupid enough to do a sloppy poisoning? And I can tell you, listening to the voice of Putin and Mr. Lavrov, there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that the Russians did this poisoning in London. None. And the thing that happened back in Syria over and again, the worst thing when he's almost ready to finish and win, and again, this move by Trump is one that's, again, another sign that the man is not properly advised. He shoots from the hip without properly investigating. And what's his next move? He's either going to look like a fool because he's not going to bring in troops in there or do something. And because he's actually now there's dead Iranians, the Iranians are saying they're going to start their full nuclear program. What are you going to do? How are you going to stop them when they're backed fully by Russia? Do you want to have a full-force nuclear war? And
you can blame that on Obama for even allowing them the Iranians.
Yeah, there's some blame to go to Trump, too. I mean, he has bad advisors, but Trump
should have
really needs
from day one. I agree.
Yeah, the first thing is that Assad is not a terrorist. Assad is not a monster. They call him, what do they call him?
I disagree with you there.
Oh, no, I know all about it. No. He's an eye doctor with a British wife. Okay, no. You have to know the history.
I disagree there.
No, well, okay. Do you take the United Nations statement that 3 years ago when they did the chemical attacks that there was no evidence that either Assad or Russia did?
I never have, and I
well, no, it was an international. It was an international panel of chemical toxicologists. Well, then who are you going to believe?
I still don't believe
because it's an area. For example, this dome area is completely sealed off. Why would here? Just think of it logically. Why would Assad, while he's already winning and ready to clean up the last steps of this, why would he be crazy enough to do something stupid like a chemical attack when he's already said he gave up his chemical weapons and they actually had international people come in and say, yeah, they're gone. And the last time this happened, which was last year, a year ago, when they did the missile attack, and I think it was McMaster said he wanted to put 250,000 troops in. Now, Trump actually announced that he's about to pull out of Syria. And the powers that be all around Trump don't want him to pull out. They want to have 250,000 troops there. They're terrified that the Russians are building this big military base, not a Syrian base, a Russian air base, inside Syria within elbow's breadth of Israel. And the problem is this Iranian drone went into Israeli airspace, which is, of course, you know, a quarter mile this way, a quarter mile that way, it's there. And it was a counterstrike, a back and forth, and the Russian tank got blown up in an Israeli jet. We're only seconds away from a big conflict. And, you know, the real thing that I'm really concerned about is Israel may try to yank us into a full-force war by attacking the Bashar reactor, because that's the source of the Iranian nuclear materials. And if they do, we're not at war with Iran. We're not at war with Syria. We're at war with Russia. And we don't have missile defense.
I think by proxy you are correct, but I also think that Israel's got to do what they've got to do to protect themselves. And we have to start against Russia or
anyone. Oh, Israel needs to protect us. Shoppers, I thought it was pretty good what Trump did with the caravan thing with Mexico, but I think he should carve out his 16 or 30 million, whatever the hell he needs to build the wall. And I think that the way you deal with Russia and Iran and so on is you're not going to get the mullahs to denuclearize Iran. I mean, we've proven by previous behavior with Bashar, with Saddam Hussein and with Libyan director Muammar Gaddafi, if you surrender to us, we kill you. And that's one of the things that I don't trust. These negotiations are going to go on, in a sense, between Xi and Kim and us, because it's the triad of Russia, China, literally building up the proxy of this this empire, or three generations now, this you know, secret kingdom of maniacs that have nukes aimed at us now at our throat. And I think the only way we can do it is basically people on the ground, a military force that actually is constantly watching these characters and watching them from space to make sure there's no nuclear activities occurring. Most of them are so damn deep we couldn't even hit them with our bunker buster nukes. But basically, it's a policy of Russia and China to have this nuclear gun at our neck. And the real issue here...
You can thank Barack Obama
set all this up the same way. But I think Trump...
Everything goes back to Obama. Everything.
Nothing, of course. Well, Obama was here to...
I disagree with you 100%. He purposely made the military as weak as humanly possible.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you.
One day, we were going to be taken over by the Russians and the Chinese as a superpower. It's as simple as that. It's in
No. Well, I totally agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying, though, is we're caught in this box, though.
Trump, because he doesn't.
Well, no, Trump is his.
Trump is just the fire plug. And the rest of these, these horrible tyrants from Syria and Russia and China, they understand that he's a hothead. They understand that he's a cowboy, and they understand that he's got, you know, a trigger finger, if you will. And so they're goading him into doing something. But we can't mistake the fact that he would never be in this position if it wasn't for the Muslim Kenyan fella that was in the White House for 8 years illegally.
Yeah.
Okay, let's face it.
Oh yeah, no, we know that. But it's his hot potato right now. And here's my advice to Trump. Number one, if you're wanting to take out Kim, what you need to do is you need to put it to and they haven't put the thumbscrews on. I actually looked at the list of sanctions against the banks, the individuals. Like, for example, we put sanctions against Russia and these oligarchs. We haven't done it as tight to the Chinese. Why? Because a lot of the corrupt beltway Democrats and Republicans are taking it on the trough of being on the side of China, even though China is hacking into us more, more dangerous in many ways than Russia. And Russia's dangerous as well, too, by the way. They don't get off the list. But they're number two, not number one. And what we should be doing is clamping down on all these banks in Russia and China, all these oligarchs, all these private individuals and corporations giving material to Kim, and that would end it. We don't need to do a military action. We actually don't even need to negotiate. What we need to do is see a collapse of the regime from going bankrupt, which, by the way, from what I heard, what Trump's already doing, we'll call him to go bankrupt before the end of the year. I heard October. So, Kim, basically, all we need to do is have this show kind of saying. But if Trump puts the screws on all the corporations in China and Russia that are actually contributing to Kim, Kim will disappear. He'll disappear like a pimple after you take the right antibiotic and topically lance it.
I say we take on China and Russia in an economic trade war.
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. This is a problem. We haven't been willing to put the real screws to China. China, basically,
exactly.
We need to, basically, all the corporations have been told to give their property over. All the corporations that are giving Kim materials, microchips, nuclear, you know, fuel, whatever, the Russians with their Rosatom reactor systems.
There are billions of Russians and Chinese people. Starve
right.
them out. And make
well,
them
I, let's put it this way.
The mess with America.
Every deal that Putin makes, basically, because he's like a Russian mafia don, he gets a percentage. So he has $40 billion, but they're in banks that we can close down and seize his money instantly. The first thing I would do is I'd seize all of the oligarchs' money in Russia. I would seize all of the money and freeze it in China. And now they say they have this nuclear option, the Chinese, that they got $2 trillion. Who gives a hell what they think? They don't have anything. It's $1.8 trillion, and it's nothing compared to what the total debt is. So what? Let them go to hell. And, in fact, a trade war is something we want with China.
Exactly. Because we want a trade war to get this thing over with so that we can get our country back on track. Absolutely.
Right. So it's my feeling that North Korea is a symptom of the previous administrations. It wasn't just Barack Obama was the worst of all of them. George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., all the way back to the death of John F. Kennedy, which is assassination. Remember, George Bush Sr. was on the grounds of Dealey Plaza when it occurred. So you have to understand what's going on here is it's multiple, I call Republic crap and Democrat or demon rat organizations that are globalists that have an agenda, meaning a Bohemian Grove planning all this out. And the latest ha-ha-ha to the American people is to have a non-American, a false president, literally try to deconstruct America by destroying the military and putting us economically at the behest of China, who's basically taken over everything. They have a plan called 2025. This guy Xi has put forward. They want to be the first nuclear and economic power in the world with this Belt and Road. I've had on the program many, many times, Harley Schlanger. They think it's great. I don't think it's great. I think Belt and Road is just like the Roman roads. It's like a Chinese version of the ancient Roman Empire projected with their power through roads. Right?
Exactly. And you know what? We have nobody in Washington fighting against this. We have no Republicans, no Democrats. And the thing is that when these globalist leaders in Washington go along with this, eventually they're going to cut their own throats. Because
right.
If there was a takeover, they're not going to be Republicans and Democrats. They're going to be subjects. That's
right.
What happens when tyranny takes over a country. You're no longer a political party. You no longer have a say
right.
What you can and cannot do. You're a subject of that government.
Well, the thing is right now, look at what they're doing to the Chinese people. They outlawed cryptocurrencies. They started the social media networking monitoring that was basically our Silicon Valley companies. One of the things we should be doing is we should be sanctioning Facebook and Twitter. Tomorrow, Facebook is going to be before the Congress. These companies need to be dissembled, have rules of the road, and in many cases, a lot of their heads need to go to jail. Because, for example, I heard that Facebook's even monitoring non-Facebook customers. And they're even taking information from children, trying to remarket children through their iPads and iPhones and everything. It's disgusting. And the fact that now they're figuring the media has caught on that they inadvertently, through this company in Britain, actually were part of the reason why Trump became elected, because of social media, because his son-in-law, Kushner, is smart social media-wise, and that's why he arranged all the marketing through the Rust Belt states, but he also arranged the social media. And now the social media caught on and said, hey, no. So you'll see people that are basically minor Democrats are getting tons of exposure in Facebook and Google and Twitter and everything, and they're trying to disrespect people like Cruz, for example, so his opponent is getting massive exposure, although he's a nobody. And people don't understand this, that the social media are trying to become our dictators, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, I had an opportunity to meet with Congressman Andy Biggs a couple of weeks ago, and we discussed the Facebook situation and Cambridge Analytica and YouTube and everything else. And I suggested to him point blank an Internet Bill of Rights, a non-binding resolution. I don't want to
smart move.
I don't want to see regulation done to social media, because right now we have a Republican in office. Could you imagine if we had another Marxist communist in office and now everything was regulated?
Yeah, I think that we haven't used all of our means on the economic front to clamp down on Russia and China. I think that Russia would shut the hell up and would we kind of economically bitch slap them into an economic Armageddon if we decided to really shut down Russia and seize the money of Putin and all his oligarchs. And even more so, the damn Chinese. They're even a bigger danger. They have a 250,000 in Shen, in what's called Jiang City. 250,000 hackers hacking into our military bases or airports and so on, but the Russians done the same thing. Shut them down. And not only that, when you shut them down economically, you make it so damn serious that they have an internal revolution in the country because young people are living in these ant colonies underground because they can't even get a job.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can have engineers with a master's in engineering degree, and if they don't score high on the People's Republican Army score system, no matter how smart they are, they can't even get a damn job. I know I have relatives in China. I can tell you what's going on is disgusting. And we shouldn't put up with so-called misfavored nation status when if a woman gets pregnant with a third baby, they take her and they'll abort her right to the moment of delivery and kill her baby. So, no. China, we're done with you. Russia, we're done with you having playing the double games of, hey, we want to be your best friend and your worst enemy. And China shouldn't be able to buy our high-tech companies with artificial intelligence and even collaborate with Silicon Valley companies like Google and Facebook and so on. They're using our technology to really subjugate their own people. And then, of course, if we get a future bad leader in America after Trump, we could have the same damn thing happen because the Silicon Valley already uses the lab of China to do it. So let's clamp them down economically. We don't need to fire one damn bullet. To me, the military option is always in the background, which means we need missile defense, we need to rebuild our military. But like Mattis says, the military is something like having a really good gun, and it shows obvious to other people if you're in a theater or a public place, you've got a concealed carry, so somebody better not start shooting because I'm a good counter shot. And as I say, the best way to get rid of a bad guy is have a good guy with a gun. And, you know, that's why I support Gun Owners of America and the NRA. In fact, I'm thinking of joining the NRA as well as the GOA because I've been GOA member for years. Because I want to support the NRA, but I think we need to clamp down on both these damn rogue countries that are now got dictators for life, and we need to put a stop to North Korea will just disappear like the pimple on the top of a geopolitical abscess called China and Russia. That's what the problem is, isn't it?
It is, and that's why I said during the break, I came up with a new term, and it's economic genocide.
Right.
And we need to commit economic genocide against Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, and just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze them out financially.
Yeah, but it wouldn't take long. We squeeze hard enough, 2 weeks.
The people will turn on their leaders, and they will then affect new change in those countries, and maybe we can get rid of some of these dictators. Maybe not. Maybe the new people that will come in will be even worse, but you know what? That's not our problem. We need to get rid of the dictators that are in now and allow these countries to go ahead and do whatever it is that they're going to do. We can't nation build. I'm not in favor of nation building.
No.
A nation here at home.
Right. And by the way, in the next 5 to 10 years, here's the things that I see coming. America is pressing in terms of artificial intelligence and battlefield robot warriors, even autonomous or we call remotely operated. Another country that's very good at this is South Korea, believe it or not. And what we need to do is we need to realize that in the future, AI, robotic warrior, battlefields, and drones and so on is where things are going. And we need to stop thinking of the idea that these giant countries like Russia and China are a threat. Once we build missile defense, once we have advanced AI, robotic warriors, and drones, they're done. And they need to realize, even before we get to that, economically, we can crush them in 2 weeks. I honestly think if we clamp down on them, it'll be the end of Russia and China. They'll have to fall in line, lock in their currencies, to have trade fair trade practices. Then the Russian people will be able to actually expand their industry instead of being a gas station pretending to be a nation. And China, instead of being a mafia done by a bunch of communists that steal our technology and then try to dominate the world, this is sickening. And the collaborators like the Democrats and the leftists and the Rhino Republicans have built up China over 30-plus years. China wouldn't exist unless these globalists decided to do it, going right back to the British with the Mao Zedong giving them weapons. And the same thing with changing with the changes 100 years ago in Russia. So we need to understand that when we look at the terrorism going on in Syria, all the fingerprints tell me that there's something smells, like in Denmark. It's not just rotten fish that smells in Denmark. There's something rotten. The form of globalism going on here is to make sure, like Barack Obama, to destabilize and minimize America, destroy our military, make open borders, and then have rogue nations like the nation of California, I call it, for Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown doesn't fear Trump. He should. I think Trump should arrest his butt. I think Trump should arrest the Oakland mayor under federal law. I think they should say it's seceded, so we're not going to let these senators and congressmen sit in the House anymore. That put a stop to them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And, you know, I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, and it says Iran threatens to restart nuclear program. That's a false headline. They've already started and restarted.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's like, ridiculous. I mean, we know that there are Google satellite images coming in on the Parsons location facility in which they were wearing hazmat suits and clearing debris and clearing things away from that area. We also
right.
know the same thing has happened in Natanz and Kutz and other areas, Bashir as well. So, again, this is ridiculous. I don't understand the Drudge Report basically lying, I mean, for all intents and purposes, and saying threatened to restart nukes. They've already done it.
Well, here I think of Drudge as a sloppy filter. They put up stuff, even crazy stuff about robots, sex, and everything. They just put everything out there, almost like some kind of a magazine that throws any kind of crap out there without any filtration. Excuse me, don't put out news like it's really news without filtering it or putting an analysis of it. We're not talking about necessarily taking one side or the other. If you look at the bold facts, both Democrats and Republicans have collaborated with the globalists. And I'm very concerned that some of the advice that Trump is getting is actually lining American up so the next leader, either in 2020 or 2025, 2021 or 2025, if Trump doesn't get the second term, that they're going to move us toward a state where they're going to use a lot of the bad things they did to China to us. And the fact that a lot of these bureaucrats and people inside the government, they're just waiting Trump out, thinking, well, he's going to be gone in 2020. We'll see if we can steal the election with the media and the big companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter, so that they can get a bunch of crazy Democrats in there or Rhino Republicans that will just kind of rip the nation apart. They don't want America to be the policeman of the world and actually set things right and make nations safe. No, they don't want nation states at all, do they?
No, they don't. And they want globalism, and they want globalism all around the world. And that's in both parties, folks. That's not
exactly
one party over
the other. Yeah, we saw that with that. We saw that with that giant omnibus bill budget. It's not a budget. It's an omnibus bill. That's why I think Trump should, just like Barack Obama, pull that back, pull up the money he needs for his wall, and get the damn thing done. Stop playing around with the Congress and Senate thinking you're going to get collaboration, and then tour like crazy to get Republicans on his side, and the ones that aren't on his side, get rid of them. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, the way that things are shaking up right now is Trump is the last nationalist left standing in Washington, and he's surrounded by globalists in both parties. And there's very, very few, maybe John Bolton, there's a couple of others that think and believe as he does. And then he's got us. You know, he's got the millions of supporters out there. But that's it. We are outnumbered. I hate to say it. We're not outnumbered in America, but we're outnumbered in Washington, and Washington is where it counts. Because that's where, you know, deals are made and sausage is made and the legislation is put forward. So we have a problem in that respect. We don't have a problem in America. We have a problem in Washington. And there's such a disconnect between the two that I just don't know if it's repairable. And Trump was listening to a lot of globalists, from McMaster's to his son-in-law to his daughter to Cohn. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, when he lost Steve Bannon, he lost a major, major component of nationalism in his administration, unfortunately. And so now he's been kind of going at it alone and doing his own thing. And I guess in some respects, that's what got him there. So we might as well let him continue to do what he's doing, because it got him there and it made him successful, and it'll make America successful.
Yeah, I don't think he needs Bannon. I want to make a comment about Joy Reid over on MSNBC. This is what I call the vomit network, because when you watch it for a few minutes, you get nauseated, like you want to vomit. She made a statement that if Trump refused to honor the subpoena, he'd have to be arrested. Who the hell is going to arrest the president for not showing up at a false hearing where he's not the so-called target of the Mueller probe? And has
exactly.
The probe should have been closed.
Ms. Reid, executive privilege, I don't think so. She had nothing. There's no legal base or no legal standing there.
Now, here's what I would like to say in converse. A number of actions have been taken by movie stars, Hollywood people doing proxy beheadings of the president. People like this comments I read. I consider this a form of what we call soft coup sedition, and these people need to be put in jail. Reed and her other ilk that try to do this on other networks need to go to jail over these kind of comments. People have to understand, we have a president. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. We have a president. We have to honor that president. It's like having a team and you have the quarterback and you have the chief coaches for offense and defense. If you're not a team, you're not going to win, which means American win doesn't win. People need to realize the globalists want to erase all nation states. The only thing prevents whether New Zealand loses its national sovereignty or Australia or any European country or anywhere around the world is America. If America loses, the whole world loses. This is not a game. And these people that are trying to do a coup against the president are doing a coup against the human race. They're doing a coup against humanity, and they're doing a coup against the idea of nation states at all. It's not just we don't like President Trump because he counter-tweets. No, he tweets because he doesn't like to punch, but he'll counter-punch your head off. And I agree with Trump when he does that. People say, it's so irritating. I said, well, when a father doesn't like the fact his son didn't get a ride home on the Air Force One, so he wouldn't thank him for getting out of prison in China, I think that's disgusting. It really is. I mean, when these people in the media do this, they're basically trying to do a soft coup to literally end the Trump government, perhaps even reverse all the tax breaks that we've got so far, kill the economy, and then have people starving. There's been the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanic in 45 years. There's been the greatest job increase of 3 million. And people don't want to yet thank Trump for doing it. It's mind-boggling. They could care less how many people starve or can't afford medical care. And as we try to even get health care, who was it? Was it John McInsane was the one who actually killed the health bill, which would have actually started to fix health care? No. We don't have good Republicans and Democrats, and that's why Trump needs to campaign for Republicans that'll back him, and even Democrats that'll back him, because there are districts where Trump won so wildly in 2020. If they don't, they're going to get kicked out of office.
Well, I said a long time ago, probably on your show and others, and honestly, I probably said this about maybe 4 months into his presidency. He needed to declare war on Congress. The president needed to publicly come out and declare war on Congress, both parties, and explain why he can't get his cabinet approved, why he can't get anything done legislatively because of the Republicans and the Democrats blocking and obstructing his entire agenda. And then from there, again, what he should have done is gone out on the road and explained this is their goal. They don't want to make America great again. We're trying to make America great again, and we're not being successful as fast as we could because we have so many of these people fighting against us. So I'm declaring war on Congress, and I'm calling out people that are stopping my agenda, and I want you to contact those members of Congress and tell them to get in line to make America great again. Tell them that you voted for this type of change, and in order to enact this type of change, we need to pressure these politicians by name, who they are, and that's what he needed to do a long time
right.
ago.
And by the way, the sanctions on Iran and Russia and China need to be stronger. But I really think that we should not talk about what we're doing and telegraph it in advance. But I personally think that we should take out the Bushehr reactor. I think Israel should not wait around just like they did with the Osirak reactor in Syria. They should say, that's it. You're talking about reactivating your nuke programs because we're going to talk about ending the current arrangement, we'll give you $150 billion, and you're still building nukes? No. I think that they, in some night we should just hear notice, oh, the combination forces of the European and the Israeli and American forces took out the Osirak reactor. Hey, it's over. And basically, at the time when the bombing happens, make a phone call on the red phone to Russia and say, don't even think of pushing the button, because if you do, all your cities, including Moscow, are going to go up in nuclear flames. Don't even think of it. And if you think about building a military air force base in Russia, in Syria, which the Russians are doing, by the way, they want to expand this. This is not just a Syrian air force base. You hear them spinning the news saying it's Syrian. No, it's not. It's Russian. And the fact is, we need to actually put it to them. Do you want to really start a war? We're going to decapitate your Iranian proxy people that are down the Middle East, right against Israel. We're going to decapitate Hezbollah. We're going to actually close down all your bank accounts and freeze you out of your money, your $40 billion Putin and all your oligarchs. But they need to do the same thing in China. These Chinese billionaires have got their money stuffed everywhere. They're in everybody's business. They're buying Hollywood and media companies and buying AI systems, artificial intelligence and robotics and everything. They want to steal all our technology and then come back at it and use it against us. And we shouldn't put up with this stuff, should we?
No, we shouldn't. And again, like I said, we have a way that we can do certain things economically that would force these adversaries.
But we need to do pinpoint things like taking over Bushehr. I think I want to wake up some morning and I hear that the Americans and Israelis nuked the hell out of Bushehr so they no longer have nuclear materials to start a nuclear war. I want us to make sure that if there is an air base taken out, it takes out not only the, quote, Syrian base, but the Russian base. But they need to know, either disassemble your base or we're going to take it out. Give you a very clear message. Don't build a big, giant Russian air base inside Syria, smack dab against Israel, because Israel is going to survive. You know, if you go to the top of Mount Masada, there's a song they sing. You probably know this. It's called the Vilna Gayan. And they sing it in Ivrit Hebrew. And it says, when Rush or Russia crosses from the Bosphorus into the Mediterranean, and this song, by the way, goes back 2,800 years. When Rush crosses from the Bosphorus to the Mediterranean, put on your Shabbat or Sabbath clothes, for Messiah HaMashiach is coming. This is long before Jesus arrived. This song actually predates him by 8 centuries. People need to know that. Okay, this is Hebrew, this is Jewish. It has nothing to do with even the New Testament. That's how old it is. Interesting, hey?
It is very interesting, yeah. You know, look, I think that we need to just put the squeeze. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Broken record, but you keep asking me the same question, I'm going to keep giving you the same answer. So
I agree. I honestly say I don't understand why Trump is doing this. Military options really are not on the table. Now, if you go to military option, you need to make sure the other side knows you can swiftly destroy them, and let's say down the road, and we have a full missile defense, and we will not be touched. And I want to see that in the two terms of Trump. I want it to the point where, at the end of 7 years, Trump has built a missile defense in the military where no one would even dare threaten us because they can't touch us. It's like being a ninja master where you can't touch me, but I can cut you to pieces. That's what we need to do to show what I call compassion to and strength to our enemies. Compassion of, please don't engage with me or you'll die. And please negotiate with me so we have free and fair trade and your people can prosper. But if you don't, if you try to do illegal or unfair things, I'm going to get you. That's what we need to do. We need to use, you know, compassion through strength. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Reagan basically did. That's one of the reasons we were able to win the Cold War. Because we showed, you know, strength through superior firepower. We had the biggest, baddest military on the planet, but we didn't have to use it.
But you know that we have the biggest, baddest economic club right now. We have a giant club with big spikes in it called the U.S. economy. 90% of the dollars in the world in denominated physical dollars or economic dollars, electronic dollars, are in U.S. currency. If we decide to use that club, we can shut down China tomorrow. We can shut down Russia tomorrow. we can shut down Iran and pull back on that deal. And any countries that don't want to agree with this deal, we can slap them, or call bitch slap them around too. So there's a number of European and other countries that say, no, we don't want you to end the deal with Iran. How crazy is that? Oh, yeah, you want a nuclear Iran right on the back doorstep?
The left is always accusing us of being a bully on the international stage. Well, you know what?
We need to be a bully.
We might as well live up to their expectations.
No. We're a compassionate bully. If we aren't the compassionate bully like a policeman on the block, helter-skelter happens, you know? Helter-skelter?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are a bully. Get out of our way, behave yourself, or we shall bring you hell. As I say, righteous hellishness is a lot worse than the helter-skelter. Yeah.
Economic genocide, that's our next move.
Yeah, I agree. That's what we need to do first. We don't need that. After he negotiates and talks to Xi and Kim, because remember, even though Xi may not be at the meeting, he is sort of a proxy at the meeting. But once he meets next month with Kim, he should dissemble their economy, crush them like a bug, and the same with the Russians and Chinese contributors to this machine, and show no mercy. No mercy.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.